When it comes to the beginning of a new season, people are often thinking about what they want to add to their lives. But in this episode, I want to encourage you to think not about what you want to add, but what you want to remove. In particular, the stories you have been living out of that you want to leave behind as you head into the next season of your creative journey. I found this episode really hard to record because I'm super honest about some of the bizarre things that go on in my mind, and it felt quite vulnerable. But I'm hoping that my honesty and my vulnerability will help you get honest with yourself and step into this next season just a little bit lighter, with more clarity and with more confidence. Welcome to The Optimistic Artist. I'm Monique Story, artist, creative entrepreneur, and whiskey enthusiast. I'm deeply passionate about helping artists find their possible by bringing the clarity, strategy, and inspiration you need to turn that art hobby of yours into a thriving art business. After many sold-out collections, I've learned a thing or two about marketing art whilst also thriving as a mum and creative. Marketing tips, productivity hacks, artist mindset, finances, failure. We cover it all as you hear from myself and other experts in the field. Whatever creative dreams you've got hidden in your heart, I am here to tell you it is possible. So get ready, my friend. This is The Optimistic Artist. A little while ago, I discovered that I was allowing a completely made-up story to influence my mind, my mood, my creative decisions. I want to tell you how I discovered this and help you maybe uncover some false stories that you're believing that just don't deserve to take up valuable space in your mind. In the last 12 months, I've had a pretty major pivot in my life. I was loving being an artist, but there was a bunch of skills and things that really bring me joy that I wasn't getting to do, like speaking and teaching, creating resources. I have so much experience with these things and they bring me so much joy, but there was no room for them. So after getting numerous messages from artists who were looking for coaching or advice about marketing or how to sell their work, it encouraged me to do this pivot that, if I'm honest, I kind of knew was deep down in my heart. I still wanted to be an artist, but I wanted to add a dimension to my life and to my business that was solely devoted to cheering artists on and helping them with their next step. So that's kind of how I started the podcast and why I've changed my website to be a place where artists can come and find help and inspiration. And it's a big reason why I have my free resource library, which you should definitely check out if you haven't already. I will link to that in the show notes. Okay, so doing this pivot was kind of scary. Everyone in my life that I spoke to and that were part of the journey were amazing. They were so encouraging, really supportive. Yet, despite all the support and the encouragement, there was one particular gallery owner who I saw was not supportive at all. Now, this is kind of hard to share because A, she might actually listen to the show, and B, it feels really vulnerable to share the bizarre things that go on in my mind. But, you know I'm not the only one. I know that we all have bizarre, crazy things that go around in our minds. So I'm hoping that by sharing my own doubts and fears, I can just normalize it and help you to maybe look at some of the unhelpful things that might be going on in your mind. So I'm pivoting, I'm starting this new part of my business, I'm creating content, working on the podcast, planning the launch, and this whole time, in my mind, she didn't agree with what I was doing. She didn't think that I was ready. She didn't respect me as an artist, and she didn't really like me. And so you might be thinking, like, whoa, she sounds mean. But here's the thing. I had absolutely zero evidence to back up this narrative that I had created in my mind. Like, zero. Every interaction that I had with this gallery owner was positive. She'd never been anything other than kind and supportive. Yet, still, not only had I created this completely fictional narrative in my mind, I was kind of living out of it. Maybe not every time, but often when I would create content, plan an episode, write a post, I would hear her so-called disapproval in my mind. This completely fictional narrative was taking up valuable headspace, and I didn't even realize it. Until one morning, out of the blue, she called me and offered me a solo show at her gallery. It's an amazing gallery, and those spots are not easy to come by. So it wasn't until she totally contradicted the story in my mind that I realized, A, that that story was actually there, B, that I'd been living out of it, and C, just how absurd it was, because I had absolutely no evidence to back it up. And I know it sounds really crazy, but I wonder how many of us, as artists, are living out of stories that we are making up. So I guess at this point of the conversation, I want to turn to you and ask you, as an artist, what stories are you telling yourself? Now, you might think that you don't have any, but if you really take the time to think about it, I think you'll realize that you do. And I think they're hard to recognize because they won't seem like stories. They'll seem like facts. So maybe the better question to ask is, what so-called facts are you believing that you have no evidence to back up? One of the most powerful quotes I've ever heard was from a guy called Craig Deschanel, and he said, "Your life will move in the direction of your most powerful thoughts." How amazing is that? So if the stories we are telling ourselves as artists are stories of "we can't make it," "no one will take me seriously," then we will be living out of those stories. Those thoughts will be guiding the direction of our lives. Every painting, every post, every email, every conversation you have with a gallery owner will be tainted by that narrative, whether we realize it or not. Sometimes the stories we tell ourselves are attached to people. Like, are you convinced, without any proof, that there's that one friend who thinks your work is terrible? Or are you sure, without any proof, that your in-laws are judging you for starting your own art business while your kids are young? Now, if I'm honest, and oh man, this kind of hurts to admit, but I think what I did was that I took my fears and my doubts and I attached them to a person, because it actually had nothing to do with that person. She was nothing but nice. I was scared I wasn't ready, so I attached that opinion to her. I was insecure about only having been an artist for 5 years, so I attached that insecurity to her. Creating and sharing your work as an artist is such a personal, vulnerable thing. So it makes sense that we feel afraid and nervous and insecure, especially if you're taking that leap from hobbyist to business owner. Expect the fears. It's okay and it's normal. If you're afraid, it's probably a sign that you're moving in the right direction. You will not go where you need to go in the absence of fear. Do not pursue a space in your life where there is no fear. You will not go where you need to go in the absence of fear. being an artist is about moving forward despite the fear. Just grant yourself the space to notice the fears, be honest about them, and just get curious about them. I think some of you, as you're listening, I wonder if some of those stories that you've been telling yourself might be popping up into your heart. Don't push them down. Get curious about them. You might find that the stories you've been living out of are actually not true at all. Let them go and don't let them taint a single brushstroke or conversation further. This episode is very much out of my comfort zone. Even as I'm talking, I'm fighting those made-up narratives like nobody wants to hear this mindset stuff. Despite people literally sending me messages telling me that they love the mindset stuff. So I'm erasing that made-up story and I'm pushing on. And what I'd love to do next is just to read out a couple of potential stories that you might be telling yourself as an artist. I'm going to do it slowly with lots of pauses because I don't want to just talk at you. I want this podcast to actually be a catalyst for transformation in your life. And for that to happen, both of us need to set aside our fears and our discomforts and face these narratives. Okay, here goes. Get quiet with yourself and listen to see if any of these stories resonate. I am not a real artist. People don't understand my work. My spouse, friend, sister, you fill in the blank, doesn't like my work and doesn't support me. This will always be a hobby. I'm not ready to start an art business. I'm too old for this. My kids are too young for this. My work is not good enough. People don't want to hear my story. I'll never be accepted by other artists. I can't sell my work online. I'm not good at marketing. Did any of those stories resonate with you? Or maybe something else has come up for you. But I think we can underestimate the power and value of creating space to notice what's going on in our hearts and our minds and get really curious about that. Some of you, without even realizing it, your every creative move, conversation, and discussion has been tainted by something that is completely untrue. And by taking time to just realize that, you can start to rewrite the narrative and choose which stories you're going to allow to influence you when you create and when you share what you create. Why did I choose to let one negative story that wasn't even true influence me? Why didn't I allow the ton of other positive stories to influence me? There are so many people that believed in me, people that were willing to spend money for me to coach them. Yet I believed this one negative, completely made up narrative. Okay, so what do we do when we start to identify these stories? Once you've identified a story that you are not only telling yourself, but you're living out of, one of two things is going to happen. Number one, you'll be able to realize yourself that it's just not true, that you've been pulled along by a lie, and you'll be able to kind of snap out of it and remind yourself when you're tempted of what is true. The other thing that could happen is you realize that it is true. Maybe the gallery owner down the road did literally tell you that your work is not ready for a gallery. Maybe you had an online sale and you really did sell nothing. There's no point pretending these things aren't true. If there is evidence to back up a story that's deeply affecting your mind and your actions, I want you to take your power back. face that thing that happened, and decide what are you going to do about it. So you had a sale and nothing sold. It's okay to be sad and disappointed, but don't stay stuck in that part of the story forever. It's just one chapter. Chapter one, Archer sells nothing, an online sale. But at some point, you, no one else, you have to decide to turn the page, pick up the pen, and start writing chapter two. So what would that look like? It looks like, yep, okay, I didn't sell anything. That felt awful, and I feel like no one likes my work. Maybe even have a little cry. But then get curious and make some choices. Okay, why didn't I sell? Who can I ask? What do I need to learn to get better at to sell my work online? Get curious and take some next steps to write the next chapter. You know what? Moving forward on your own is really hard. My website is full of resources to help you with that next step. It's starting slowly, but I'm adding more resources to it all the time. Check out my free resource library with workbooks on things like how to discover your artist story and learn how to tell that story in a way that sells, or my workbook, 4 Steps to Turn Your Art Hobby into a Business, or check out my blog. I've got posts about email marketing, the commission process, pricing, or if you just need an example of someone totally normal and average who created a profitable online art business, then make sure you listen to episode 1 of this podcast. A big part of writing that second chapter is getting the resources and the help and the community that you need. Okay, so to rein this thing in, what stories are you telling yourself? Because our lives are moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. Are you allowing completely fabricated stories to infiltrate your life and affect your decisions, your creativity, your confidence? Or maybe you're getting stuck reliving chapter one over and over, and you need to get curious, get brave, pick up the pen, and just start writing chapter two. I think there's somebody here that needs to hear that. You've taken one chapter of your story, and you're living as if that chapter is the ending and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you can. Stop believing that lie. There are so many blank pages just waiting for you to write the rest of your story. We are powerful. We are in control. We get to choose the stories that we tell ourselves. So make sure it's a good one, friends.
The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to moniquestory.com. That's story with an EY. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Until next time, go and find your possible.